Update 4, the blonde's voice got sharper. You're being ridiculous, she's your wife, you don't just walk away from your wife over some jokes. You're right, I stated, and I could hear her start to relax, thinking she'd gotten through to me. I don't walk away over jokes, I walk away when my wife makes it clear that I'm nothing more than a wallet, with legs whose only purpose is to pay for her entertainment, while she and her friends use me as target practice. That's not, here's what's going to happen, I cut her off. You're going to hang up this phone and never contact me again. My wife made her choice tonight when she chose your approval over her husband's dignity. Now she gets to live with that choice. You can't be serious, she's falling apart here. Then maybe you and your friends can comfort her. You got what you wanted, right? You proved that she values your opinions more than her marriage. Congratulations. I hung up and immediately blocked the number. Then I blocked my wife's number too. If she wanted to communicate, she could do it through lawyer, but apparently blocking her number just made her more creative. 5 minutes later, my phone rang again. Different number this time. I answered it, expecting another friend. Please don't hang up, it was my wife calling from someone else's phone. I know you're angry, but we need to talk about this. We had 20 years to talk about this. Tonight you made it clear there's nothing left to discuss. That's not true, I love you, this is just a misunderstanding. A misunderstanding. I pulled into my driveway and sat in the car, staring at the house we'd shared for 2 decades. You told me to pay the bill and leave in front of a restaurant full of people after sitting quietly while your friend spent an hour explaining everything that's wrong with me. What part of that did I misunderstand? The line went quiet for a long moment. Then I was just frustrated, you were being so confrontational with my friends. Confrontational for defending myself against their attacks. They weren't attacks, they were just being themselves. And there it was, the real truth. Her friends being themselves meant attacking me, and me being myself meant taking it quietly. That was the dynamic she'd expected, and when I refused to play along I became the problem. You're right, I stated, they were being themselves, and so was I when I walked out. The difference is I'm not asking anyone else to change who they are to make me comfortable. I hung up and turned off my phone. Tomorrow I'd start making the calls I needed to make. Tonight, I just wanted to enjoy the silence. I made it exactly 10 minutes inside my house before my phone started ringing again. Different number, I turned it back on to check some work emails. Thinking maybe I'd have a few hours of peace. Apparently my wife had moved on to using her other friend's phone. I was tempted to ignore it, but then I recognized the number. It was the redhead, the one who'd made the comment about successful women earlier. Something told me this conversation was going to be interesting. What? I answered without any pretense of politeness. Wow, real class. No wonder she's having second thoughts about this marriage. Second thoughts, I almost laughed. She told me to pay the bill and leave. Those weren't second thoughts. That was a decision. Look, tough guy. Your little hissy fit has gone on long enough. She's here crying her eyes out, and frankly it's pathetic. Just come back, pay the darn bill and take your wife home like a man. The sheer nerve of this woman was astounding. After spending the evening watching her participate in tearing me down, she was now lecturing me about being a man. Like a man, I repeat, tell me, what exactly does that mean to you? Does it mean sitting quietly while my wife's friends explain everything that's wrong with me? Does it mean paying for the privilege of being disrespected? Or does it mean knowing when I've had enough and walking away with my dignity intact? It means not abandoning your wife over some harmless girl talk. There was that phrase again, harmless girl talk, like there was some magical protection that made verbal abuse acceptable as long as it came from women who called it bonding. Here's what I find intriguing, I said, settling into my favorite chair. You spent the entire evening trying to tear me down, questioning my masculinity, my worth, everything about me. But now that I've responded exactly like the strong, resolute man you claimed I wasn't, suddenly I'm the problem. That's not what happened. No, then explain to me what happened. Because from where I was sitting, it looked like three women who decided to use their friend's husband as entertainment with her full participation and encouragement. We were just having fun. If you can't handle a little teasing, stop. My voice cut through her excuse like a blade. Stop calling it teasing. You know what teasing is? Teasing is affectionate. Teasing is when people who care about you give you a hard time about something harmless. What you did was systematic, coordinated and designed to humiliate. You're being way too sensitive about this. Let me ask you something. How would you feel if your husband invited his buddies over for dinner and they spent the entire evening explaining everything that was wrong with you? Your looks, your intelligence, your value as a partner, your ability to satisfy him, and through it all, your husband just sat there laughing along, adding his own comments occasionally. The line went quiet, and then I continued. When you finally got fed up and said something, your husband told you to pay for everyone's dinner and leave if you couldn't handle the joke. How would that make you feel? That's different. How is that different? Because men are supposed to be stronger about these things. Stronger. I let that word hang in the air. So it's my job to be strong enough to tolerate any level of disrespect, but it's not your job to be decent enough not to dish it out in the first place. Look, maybe we went a little too far, but that's no reason to blow up your entire marriage. I didn't blow up my marriage. Your friend did when she made it clear that I'm nothing more than a payment method that should shut up or leave. I chose leave. She was just frustrated. You were being confrontational with her friends. Her friends, I said slowly, were being confrontational with me. I was responding. There's a difference between starting a fight and finishing one. You're twisting everything around. No, I'm seeing it clearly for the first time in years. You want to know what really happened tonight? Tonight, I realized that my wife values your approval more than her husband's dignity. She'd rather throw me under the bus than risk disappointing you three. That's not true, isn't it? When push came to shove, when she had to choose between standing up for her husband or keeping her friends happy, what did she choose? Silent. Here's what's going to happen. I said, my voice dropping to that calm, cold tone that makes people pay attention. You're going to stop calling me, you're going to stop involving yourself in my marriage, and you're going to take a long, hard look at what kind of friend you actually are. You can't just walk away from 20 years of marriage over one bad night. Watch me. And here's the beautiful part. It wasn't one bad night. It was 20 years of training me to accept less and less respect until tonight when she finally said the quiet part out loud. I'm just the guy who pays the bills. She didn't mean it like that. She meant it exactly like that. And you know what? I'm grateful she was finally honest about it. It saves us both a lot of time.